Well, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says recordings related to the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi have been shared with Riyadh and several other countries.
We have shared the tapes. We shared them with Saudi Arabia, with the US, with Germany and France. The Saudi officials also listened to this conversation in the Saudi consulate. There is no need to distort this.
Erdogan said Saudi Arabia should act fairly and bring those responsible to justice. He reiterated that Riyadh is aware of the identity of Khashoggi's killer. The Washington Post journalist was killed inside of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. Riyadh first denied any involvement but later admitted that he was murdered. Saudi authorities have, however, rejected any involvement by the royal family. Well, crossing over to Toronto, joined by Eric Wahlberg, journalist and Middle East expert. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, this strange case just continues being strange. Your take on this latest information coming from the Turkish president basically says that he's given all the information and the actual audio to several countries, Saudi Arabia, the United States, England and others. Why do you think that so far nothing has really been done against the Saudi regime regarding his murder?
It's very unlikely that too much will come of this, unfortunately. The Saudi Arabia just has complete control over Western relations. They don't give at all. There are human rights organizations within Saudi Arabia that are government sponsored, and if you look at what they do, it's very, very quiet. It's clearly their whitewash operations, although they do a little bit of good. So I shouldn't dismiss them out of hand, but Saudi Arabia, really, it's farmed out its diplomacy. It has one of the largest world PR firms, MSL, that is basically handling relations with the West. So they use a Western firm to try and appeal to Western sentiment. And they seem to get away with it. There are 150 executions every year or more, and they're beheadings. And this is denounced at the UN. Even Freedom House, it's an American government-sponsored human rights organization. They say continually that Saudi Arabia has the worst human rights record, and this is it's continually at the bottom of the list. Mm-hmm. And yet, it seems to have no effect. So,
But Eric, let me just jump in here, because this time around, I mean, we have seen a lot more press, a lot more reaction worldwide to this murder. Do you think perhaps this time around that it could make a difference, whether it's from Khashoggi's family or from the U.S. where he was residing or the Washington Post where he was working? Do you think it's a possibility that somewhere, some entity is actually going to pressure the Saudi government? Because it does seem, because of the type of information it has gotten out, that somewhere in this whole political spectrum, that certain entities in the West perhaps have made certain decisions about the crown prince there in Saudi Arabia.
Well, if there's a conspiracy against him, it's very quiet. Of course, conspiracy should be quiet. So perhaps we'll wake up one morning and find that Bin Salman's gone. But I haven't seen any analysis of the Saudi royal family that would indicate that could happen. So, okay. There's really not much point in trying to pressure the Saudi government, the royal family. They just react in a very, like you sting a... if you attack a snake and it just bites back, that's the only reaction you see. I mean, Canada was the perfect example of this. We basically don't have any relations anymore with Saudi Arabia after there was a mild criticism of asking for the release of a Saudi joint Saudi-Canadian citizen. So mm-hmm. there was some kind of direct Canadian link.
Okay.
It wasn't just out of
I'm so
blue.
Sorry to interrupt, but we're getting short on time. Appreciate you being with us out of Toronto. Eric Wahlberg, journalist and Middle East expert.